This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora. Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio here today Emma Newman from Hamilton City Council. Welcome, Emma.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me.
That's our honour to have you here with us today. And we thought we'd have a chat around the Youth Action Plan.
Yes, so I have the honour and privilege of facilitating the development of our very own Youth Action Plan. So, yeah.
How did the plan come up in the first place?
So, until 2018, we did have a Rangatahi Action Plan alongside a youth council. And after that came to the end of its time period, no new plan was created. However, we have had our eye on creating something new since then. And there is growing recognition of diverse challenges currently facing Rangatahi. So, we want to ask young people themselves how we can make Hamilton a more youth-friendly city for them, and then we will put in the plan the steps and who is responsible for trying to make that happen. Yeah.
And I know we were talking off air before about there was a youth council, yes. But there's not currently, is that correct?
Correct.
And is that potentially something that might come out of the action plan going forward?
Yeah.
Subject to whatever people come up with.
Yeah, so what goes in the plan, we're currently seeking feedback from anyone between the ages of 12 and 24, and I'll talk a little bit more about how you can give your feedback later, but we want all of your thoughts and ideas on what we can do to make Hamilton better for you. Then we will collate all of those ideas and suggestions, and we have a working group of young people who will then decide what the priorities are and turn those into actions for the plan. So it's a bit of a moving document. So if a youth council comes out as something that would be beneficial to help oversee the implementation of that plan, then definitely would love to see that in there. But yeah, it's dependent on the kind of feedback and what the young people decide.
What they want, and as you say, from 12 to 24, so I just miss out on that by quite a few years. Oh, that sounds quite exciting. And so obviously you said there was previously a Rangatahi plan, so there was something there before, but obviously maybe not quite meeting the need of our Rangatahi now.
And we have looked, well, I've done my best to do as much research into what has existed, not just for Hamilton as well, but Waikato, other councils. I've looked at lots of different surveys that engage with young people, and we are taking that into this plan, but it's also an opportunity to have a fresh voice. So the last plan ending in 2018, you know, that's
six years ago, if we do our maths.
So it's a chance for us to ask a new lot of young people what they would like and, not forget what's happened before, but use this opportunity for something new too.
As we always say, respect the past, but make sure that you're future focused.
Yes. And part of it is, depending on the feedback we get, council doesn't need to be responsible for each action. So if it's something that we do and we, can do something about, then definitely. But if there are other organisations, other councils, whatever that can hold an action, then that can go on there too.
Sounds like a great idea for collaboration, obviously looking at maybe potential partners out there.
Yes.
And that's really great to hear because, quite often, we get ourselves caught in the trap thinking we know what's best for everyone. Mm. But actually, realistically, how long since I was last between 12 and 24? And I'm sure the same with a lot of councillors out there. So it's really reassuring to hear that it's more about, sort of for youth, by youth sort of, potential there, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. That's a big part of it. And, this is the first step. So the benefit of a youth action plan is being that living document, is as we go along and start implementing things, we can go back and reassess how it's going, see what else needs to change, what other resources are needed so that we can make sure it's a success. So that's why I love it as opposed to a strategy, which is an overarching kind of concept. This is a little bit more specific, a little bit more actionable. And I'm excited to see what goes into it.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, going to be quite fluid, so that if you feel that, dare I say, use the word pivot from one way, one direction to another, it's probably going to be easier to do that and ensuring that you are meeting the needs of our young rangatahi in Hamilton. And when I think back on, you know, just the changing dynamic, sort of demographics of Hamilton, you know, I believe that overall, average, our population is quite young in comparison to some places, isn't it?
We are the youngest city in Aotearoa, and yeah, it's a demographic that tends to not be as represented and tend not to do or be as engaged with things like voting. And so this is a chance for us to kind of do our part to find out why and do something about that.
Yeah, maybe just, you know, another way to sort of, you know, promote it to them and for them to sort of see, you know, that actually, hey, they can make a difference.
Yes, and that it's not just up to them to find out the information they need.
Yeah. Yeah. And then hopefully it might also be something that's going to be more tangible for them as well.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot has gone into the into the background. We did have 14 verbal submissions during the LTP consultation period asking for some sort of youth strategy or youth action plan or youth support. So it's definitely something the community out there has been asking for, and as well as, you know, our team internally. So this is really, really exciting. It's just about getting as many youth voices in as we can. Yeah.
And obviously there are quite a few, you know, fantastic, you know, youth organisations out there, or organisations that work alongside a lot of, you know, our youth, our rangatahi. So it'd be really great to sort of see them being involved in some way.
Yes. And if an organisation would like to hold an action or be involved, we definitely welcome that. We don't want it to be a daunting thing if you're all of a sudden accountable, but it's just a way that we can hopefully pull some of our resources and, yeah, as you were saying before, collectively work towards making Hamilton better for our young people.
Yeah, and, you know, just sort of some of the work that we do here at Community Waikato with some youth organisations and also to a lot of our ethnic community groups, you know, with a lot of the young people, I sort of, you know, see that what's coming across is, you know, we really want to look at opportunities for our youth and especially for them being able to, I'm not sure if blend into to the way, you know, of life here in New Zealand, but a way for them to be able to, yeah, I suppose, naturally feel that there's a fit for them along the way. So that could be probably something that, you know, will come out of the action plan as well, won't it?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's been some interesting feedback so far. Yeah, and we're keen to see even more of it.
Indeed. So in relation to the process for feedback, so timing, how does that all work?
So we've got the link open for a few more weeks. If you head to Council's website and click the link down at the bottom of the page that says Share Your Voice, and then click on Current Consultations, and then Hamilton's Youth Action Plan, you will find a page where you can submit as many responses as you like on what... the main things we're asking are, what do you like about Hamilton and what would you change? And, yeah, so you can submit as many responses as you like in there. You can see other people's responses, you can like other people's comments if you think it's something that resonates with you, and it's anonymous, so we're not taking your personal details, we're not going to be contacting you after this. It's just a way that you can give some ideas, and every single bit of feedback we get will be read, will be considered, and will be taken into account. And once we come up with a draft plan with the youth working group, we will come back and check with everyone to make sure that it's on the right track. Yeah, so you can head online. There will also be a social media campaign coming out soon, so keep your eyes open for that. But if you're outside of the 12 to 24 group, there is also a link for you to provide some feedback, especially if you're an organisation that works with youth. Tell us what you'd like to see in this plan. We're not going to sign you up to anything, again, by submitting some feedback, but it's just a way that we can really, find out what you think we should put in there. and make sure that we're all on the same page when we come up with something.
And I think that's quite relevant because, you know, you've got probably a lot of organisations out there that, as you say, working with our youth here in Hamilton, Kirikiri Rawa, and, you know, maybe they've tried things and seen that they haven't worked. So, you know, or they've been, you know, implementing some programs or some sort of service delivery and it is working. So,
yes.
Yeah, so great to be able to get that feedback from them as well, won't it?
And there are so many people out there doing the real hard mahi with our youth directly. And I wouldn't want this to feel like we're trying to replace any of that or not acknowledge all of the amazing work that's already going on. Part of my role, I facilitate the H-Town network, so that's youth support services. Anyone who works with youth can be involved. It's a networking and learning opportunity. And yeah, I just really see this as an opportunity for us to put to paper some of these things that are already out there and see how we can move forward together.
And it might be sort of like providing the container for all of the information, all of those initiatives that are already happening or potential initiatives coming up together. And also too, probably be the, you know, that opportunity to look at how could we collaborate more with each other as well.
Yeah, and there are organisations doing that work as well. And something that's already evident through the feedback is how people find out what's going on for them. And so that's one thing we can look at is how do we let our young people know what is available to them so they don't have to go hunting for it. So, yeah, there's other projects, but also this as well can hopefully work on that.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll be able to provide you with where and how they look for this sort of information as well.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So it's not going to be just sometimes the standard sort of go to a website, because it might be for a lot of our younger people, when did they last go onto a website? As you've alluded to, you know, probably some of the various social media platforms, maybe one way of doing that. I know I used to work a lot in the sport environment and with schools, and we always found that schools, at school, the our young people, they had all the information provided to them at their fingertips, you know, whether it's the school notices, the notice board, the teacher in charge of sport, whatever, come around and give them all the information. So it was all there for them. You know, they knew where to go to practices, time the games were, maybe even get to the games. But as soon as they left school, it was like, quite often there was a real void. There was nothing there, and they didn't know where and how to go and find that information. So I'm sure in a way, you know, I can see how it can correlate across with this as well, especially for those that have just left that school sort of environment. Oh, and so obviously we're wanting to hear their voices and hear what they want to do, but also to maybe how, you know, they can actually, what vehicle it is that they can use to provide that feedback. All right. Hey, look, I think this is a good opportunity for us just to have a little break now. And when we come back, we'll just talk further around the action plan. And also, too, I want to pick up on what you mentioned around H-Town. I think it's an amazing initiative. And so we'll have a little bit of time just to talk a little bit more about what that is and if any organisation or anyone is wanting to be involved in that, how you go about being involved. So because we haven't had a lot of sunshine around here lately, we thought, well, you know, why don't we have a song that's maybe going to talk a little bit about that. So we're going to have Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine.
I just can't wait to
right, and welcome back to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have in the studio with me here today Emma Newman from Hamilton City Council. Welcome back, Emma.
Thank you, thank you.
So, before the music, we were talking about the Youth Action Plan that the council is now looking to implement and get some feedback on. So that's really exciting. So probably if we just do a little recap on that. So there previously has been a rangatahi plan, and there was previously a youth council. Reasons why they maybe have fallen by the wayside, maybe COVID might have had quite a lot to do with that as well. But obviously with part of your role as a community advisor, it's around looking at, yeah, how can we bring this to life again? And we talked about the fact that this is actually now an action plan rather than just an overarching strategy.
Yes, yeah. So it does align with council's community and social development strategy. And we anticipate it to predominantly respond to our outcome area of community capacity. But what's in it will be entirely led by the feedback we get from young people.
Yeah, so we sort of talked about that, you know, the saying that goes, you know, for young people, with young people and by the young people as well to a certain extent, isn't it? So it's not going to be council-driven. It's not going to be top-down as such. It's going to be the bottom-up sort of what people are wanting and looking at, you know, what's best for our young people.
Yeah.
Indeed. And we talked about a couple of the questions, I think, that are going to be in the survey and around what is it that they like about Hamilton and also, too, it was around what would they like to see. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So it's real simple. There's three questions of, yeah, what do you like or don't like about Hamilton? What would you change and what would you do if you were in charge? You can answer one, two, three, what, however many responses you want for each of those. Go straight online, and it's anonymous, as I mentioned before as well, so it's just a way that you can see what else is there, the other comments that have already been posted, you can like as well to show which ones, you know, are hitting the mark, but yeah, it's free reign other than that.
Great. And also, too, I think you said there is also a place there in the survey for organisations who may be working with our young people as well. They can actually add some comments in there as well.
Yes, and that those bits of feedback aren't visible on the website. Those go to us privately.
Okay, all right. No, well, that's great. So you're going to hopefully be able to, yeah, get a good amount of feedback across the whole spectrum from our young people in particular, which is vitally important, but also to those organisations that are working with them or have previously worked with them, what's worked well, maybe what hasn't, and definitely going to be looking very much future-focused. As we said, respect the past, but future-focused on what's best for our young people going forward. Yeah, no, that's great. So we talked about the survey itself and how people will be able to access that through the council website. And what's the address for that?
hamilton.govt.nz.
Right, and I think you mentioned before about going to the bottom of the front homepage.
Yep, share your voice, then current consultations, and then the link to Hamilton's Youth Action Plan.
Right. And how long's that open for?
We've got 3 more weeks.
Okay, so pretty much till the end of this month.
Yes.
Roughly. Yep. To get your feedback in.
Yeah. We also, as a team, will be going out to as many community events as we can, different schools and community centres. So if you see any other opportunity to provide your feedback and your between the ages of 12 and 24, yeah, keep an eye out.
That's great. So take it to the people as such.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, that's a great way to do it. And obviously through your social media platforms, there's going to be a bit of a marketing campaign, I think you said, coming up as well.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook and Instagram campaign coming up too.
All right, okay. So look out for that, our young people out there. I know that sounds great. Look, we've still got a little bit of time this morning, so I thought it'd be a really good opportunity just to also have a little chat around H-Town, which is the Kirikiriroa Youth Support Services Network. Is that correct?
Yes.
And as part of your role at Community Advisor at the Council, I believe you're sort of, I'm not sure if you've taken over the lead of that or somehow it's just landed on your lap as such.
Yes, I am the contact for H-Town, the H-Town Network. It is something that has been around for a long time, and so people in my role previously have done an amazing job with that network, and it's an honour to hold that going forward. So we meet the first Friday of every month and we alternate between Connect Hui and workshops. So the Connect Hui are a chance for us to network, share what's up with us, what we might need. And yeah, those make some of those key connections. And then the workshops are more specific around skills or things we might like to learn about for our own work. And I also put out a fortnightly newsletter. So it's just in an email, things that are coming up, updates, things that, if you have a call out for something you need, you want to share a highlight, yeah, anyone can be added on that list. You don't have to be a youth worker. It's just anyone who's invested in the youth that we work with, yeah.
And it's also a great opportunity, I think, you know, if you're looking for some insights into what's happening in the youth space or, you know, again, what our youth are wanting across Kirikiri Rā. I know some of my colleagues here at Community Waikato, we attended an amazing hui out at the Hokonui Marae. I'm not sure if that was the beginning of this year or the end of last year. Time seems to fly so quickly, doesn't
it?
Maybe it was earlier this year, because I think since come on board, and it might have been just after you started in your role. That was amazing. And I see that we've actually, at Community Waikato, we're going to be hosting an upcoming workshop, I think, and that's on Friday, the 1st of November, isn't it, from 10 till 12?
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
That's all right. Our pleasure. We've got lovely new premises on Victoria Street, so great opportunity to host yourself and other people who want to come along and be a part of the H-Town workshop. And it was really interesting going through the last couple of newsletters. I was actually blown away by the amount of stuff, you know, programs, workshops, support groups that actually are in place.
Yes, and we were talking before about how we make that information available to people without them having to search too hard. So if you have anything you want to put in that newsletter, it will, if you email it through to me, I'll just pop it in the next one.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. And what's the email address there for you, Emma?
It is htownyouth@hcc.govt.nz. H-Town is HTWNYOUTH.
All right, so yeah, so a little bit of phonetics there. Yeah. So it's, but yeah, no, that's great. And I think they're very appropriate as well. Yeah, so that's htownyouth@hcc.govt.nz. If you want to look at putting anything into the fortnightly newsletter, or probably if you've also got any questions or queries about H-Town, you can just contact Emma and she'll be able to get back to you. And you'll be able to get the lovely colour-coded newsletter. I'm very much into colour-coding. I'm one of the highlighter queens with my different colours. So, yeah, it really stands out to me. So it's really great. You know, it could be around various workshops, you know, activity learning-based spaces. You know, the hui we've talked about, you know, the call-outs, if there's something you need or something that you have to offer. It's a great place to connect. And, again, you've provided this container, I suppose, for people to be able to come to, and it's become like a little bit of a one-stop shop, isn't it?
That's amazingly,
accurate.
Yeah, thank you. I'm pleased that it's helpful, yeah.
Yeah, no, look, hey, you know, don't probably work as much with youth groups, although there are a few groups that we work with. I mentioned earlier that, you know, obviously youth is a focus for them. So it's great for us to be abreast of everything that's happening out there so that we can relay that information ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that's it, isn't it? It's all about the network, you know, and, you know, we like to say that Hamilton's fastest growing city, I believe, in New Zealand, and has the youngest average demographic, I believe. But also, too, we're still at a really good size that most people somehow seem to know someone along the line, don't they?
Yes, yeah.
Which does come in very handy.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, indeed. Right, well, we're actually nearly running out of time. We've only got just about a minute to go. Any last-minute call-outs or shout-outs or anything else you want to just add before we do finish off?
Just again, a huge thank you to all of those who are doing work in the youth space and to all of those people who've been advocating for this plan. We would love to hear from you if you're between the ages of 12 and 24. We want to know your thoughts and ideas on what we can do to make Kirikiri Rā an awesome place for you.
All right. Hey, I think that's a great way to end off this show this morning. So thank you, Emma, for coming in and joining me this morning and talking all about the upcoming Youth Action Plan here for Hamilton Kirikirirau. So thank you, everyone. I hope you have an enjoyable day and we will see you next week. Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.